Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. I will make this intervention to, in the name of Brazil, Chile, and Mexico. We welcome that we have been able to initiate a substantive debate on the elements of your paper. It was unfortunate that in the morning we could not work around procedural issues, even after your very clear assurances since Friday. I will reiterate some of the elements that were presented by my Brazilian colleague in the morning, as well as to complement them with some further comments. With regard to the section of general considerations, as a general comment, we believe that this section would benefit if it spelled out unequivocally the focus of our discussions. It has become abundantly clear throughout the years of discussion that we are talking about autonomous weapon systems. This means weapons which have incorporated features of functionality which pose unique challenges and risks that sets them apart from all other weapons previously regulated. As we have stated in our joint document presented in June, emerging technologies raise new ethical, legal, political, and humanitarian questions about how power is understood and utilized, and the role of humans in war and conflict, and most importantly, when using force. In that vein, in number two, we could start with eliminating the word potential and simply recognizing the risks and challenges posed by emerging technologies. One could argue that after so much studies and proof of the risks shown by ethicists, technological experts, philosophers, and other experts, maybe the George Orwell scenario that was mentioned is for those that discard these risks and challenges that have been proven without a doubt. Along the same lines, in our view, the text is stating a false equivalence between risks and benefits. Specifically, number three, increasing the accuracy of weapon systems is not an IHL obligation, nor does it relate to IHL compliance. It is more a potential speculative benefit that proponents of autonomous weapon systems argue. As we stated in our joint submission, in and of themselves, technologies are not beneficial nor neutral. Specific IHL obligations relate to the principles of distinction, proportionality, feasible precautions, and prevention of unnecessary suffering, which all weapon systems must comply with. We also thank you, Chair, for incorporating a paragraph regarding the bias issue. We believe, nevertheless, that it would be better placed in the application of international law section of the document. Furthermore, as has been referenced in the room, we would suggest deleting intelligent from the sentence so it would read underlying autonomous technologies so as to avoid anthropomorphizing such weapons. We believe that this is also a paragraph that should be moved from the introduction and placed elsewhere in the text. Chair, in our view, this introductory section should include two specific ideas. One, that autonomous weapon systems pose specific risks and challenges as previously outlined in number two of introduction. And the second idea is in this paragraph. Nevertheless, in paragraph five, nevertheless, after 8 years of debate, we would propose a change in the wording in order to give it the sense of progress that we need to give to our work of the GG. The text would read as such. In pursuant of its mandate, having clarified and considered aspects of the normative and operational framework on emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems, the GGE will focus its future work on developing aspects of said framework. On paragraph seven, again, thank you very much for including this paragraph, which reflects the Martens Clause. Nevertheless, we believe it would benefit from placing it under application of international law. With regard to an ethical dimension, we can agree with what was mentioned by Austria, that this could also be referred in paragraph 8 of this section. Moreover, as mentioned on Friday, we would feel that a special section dealing with ethical considerations should be included. Our delegations can also support the proposal by Ireland and others that a paragraph referring to the human element is a must, being almost universally recognized in this forum as the fundamental aspect of our debate. And finally, I would join Panama, Philippines, and others that have mentioned the importance and pertinence to retain language of international human rights law within the text. Thank you.